Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As 2025 comes to a close, efforts to address a plan to build one of the largest data centers in the country near Delaware City in Newcastle County and its potential impact on electric rates in the first state remain a work in progress. This week, Delaware Public Media contributor John Hurdle takes a look at where things stand on multiple fronts in this ongoing battle, and he joined me earlier this week to discuss what he learned. So as always, I think it's useful to kind of remind people what this proposed data center would look like, its expected footprint. Just remind us what we're talking about here in terms of what this data center could look like.
Well, this would be one of the biggest industrial plants ever built in Delaware. This is 6 million square feet is proposed on two sites near Delaware City. And crucially, it would use 1.2 gigawatts of electricity. That is more than some of the offshore wind farms that have been proposed off of Delaware, and is actually half of what the entire state of Delaware uses in a year. So that helps to put this project into perspective.
And as you've reported previously and in your latest piece, the developer Starwood Digital Ventures is not offering much in the way of assurances that local ratepayers will not see higher bills as the result of their project, correct?
That is correct. Yes. Back in October, Starwood said, and I quote, "It does not expect the data center to result in a significant long-term impact to residential rates." And that's the end of the quote. It did not deny that residential rates probably will be affected in some way. But some people are saying that inevitably rates are going to go up simply because demand is going to exceed supply. One analysis of this was done by the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, and they did an estimate for how ratepayers would be affected throughout the area of the 13-state area covered by the grid operator PJM. And what NRDC found is that the average ratepayer in the PJM area, which of course includes Delaware, would pay an extra $70 a month in electricity bills by 2028.
Is that kind of the best estimate we have right now, or maybe even the only estimate right now, of what specifically it could do to rates?
Well, in my reporting, I haven't come across any specific projections for what's going to happen to electric rates in Delaware. In part, I think it reflects the fact that that Project Washington is in its early planning stages. It's not expected to be up and running fully for probably about another decade. But its developer Starwood says is that the revenue earned from the new center will eventually help PJM and the utilities pay for transmission upgrades that would be needed anyway because of an increased demand, not only from data centers, but also from other increases in electrification, like electric vehicles, for example. But policymakers and consumer advocates in Delaware are saying that the big new demand by Project Washington will drive up rates for everyone else simply because supply won't be able to keep up with demand.
So let's talk a little bit about efforts to address this issue. And one that seems to have a reasonable measure of support is at the state level. That's Senate Bill 205. What would that bill do?
Well, what that would do is empower the Public Service Commission to issue what they call a certificate to operate to any new business that draws at least 30 megawatts. That, of course, is a lot less than would be used by this proposed data center. And the PSC would issue this certificate based on whether the proposed facility is would supply all or most of the power that it needs, how that plant would affect ratepayers, how it would affect the state's economy, and how it would affect the state's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, so what the lead sponsor of the bill, that is Democratic State Senator Stephanie Hansen, says is that this is not an attempt by the legislature to control the data center industry, but perhaps not merely, but it is a effort to empower or to give the PSC the authority that it needs in order to make sure that this gigantic project doesn't have the negative effects that some advocates say it will.
And one of the things that Senator Hansen notes the bill tries to do is be realistic about getting data centers to provide their own power while understanding that these centers likely are coming online before any power generation infrastructure upgrades can really be done in the state. Can you explain kind of the needle she's trying to thread here?
Well, Hansen recognizes the high cost and the very long timelines involved in any attempt to add power generation, and whether that's from natural gas or from other forms of fossil fuels, or even in fact from offshore wind. And she says that requiring big energy users like this data center, for example, to provide 100% of their own power would mean that they would simply be prevented from building. And that, of course, would mean that the state would miss out on the economic benefits, job creation, and tax revenue addition that the developer says will accrue from this project.
And it does seem like this effort, Senate Bill 205, does have fairly broad, maybe even bipartisan support, right?
Well, it does appear that way. The governor supports it. The PSC supports it. The State Energy Office, the Delaware Public Advocate, 12 Democratic lawmakers have signed on to this bill so far. And I've even somebody on the other side of the aisle, Republican State Senator Bryant Richardson, said that he doesn't have a problem with the bill's provisions so far, and he might actually vote for it. So there does appear to be broad-based support for this bill, yes.
So that's one track that the state is pursuing. Another is a large load tariff. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and where does that effort stand?
Well, large load tariff would be a higher rate for big energy users to pay for upgrades in transmission infrastructure. PSC opened a docket, that is a working plan, to develop a large load tariff, and that was back in September, after getting a petition from the public advocate and the staff of the PSC. And what they say is that docket will temporarily pause the interconnection with the grid of large load facilities until that large load tariff is set.
There is also, John, an effort outside of the state to address this issue, and it involves the grid operator you mentioned earlier, PJM Interconnect. What is it considering, and where does that stand?
At PJM, of course, this is the nation's largest grid operator, they invited proposals. They've got a stakeholder process, and they invited proposals to develop rules that would prevent rate increases or even blackouts for the approximately 67 million people who live in their region. And the board was due to consider these proposals, including those from Delaware, last month, but none of those dozen or so proposals got a so-called passing grade, so the board won't be formally taking those into account, but the board is expected later this month to deliver its decision on what, if any, measures it proposes to take region-wide.
So until recently, John, it appeared that Newcastle County might be the front line in addressing this proposed data center and its impact via an ordinance sponsored by Councilman Dave Carter. Carter offered a substitute version of his measure at one point to kind of court the needed support to pass it. But now it seems other council members are putting up some pretty major roadblocks. Where does Councilman Carter's effort stand right now?
Well, Carter says he's working with Newcastle County planners to see if his proposed ordinance can be salvaged in a form that satisfies the objections of the two other council members who proposed amendments. And now the council tabled Carter's proposed ordinance And he says he's the only person, the only council member who has the authority to take it off the table. But he doesn't know whether the review by county planners is going to be complete in order for to be able to take the motion off the table and to have a vote on it at the next council meeting on December 9th.
But and Carter essentially said that the ordinance amendments that have been offered would essentially gut the bill, correct? Like he feels like the effort by these other council members Toole and Kirkpatrick are basically kind of cutting the ordinance off at the knees.
Well, that's correct, and Carter says he doesn't know where. He specifically addressed Councilwoman Kilpatrick's objections to this, and he says he doesn't really know where she's coming from, but she appears to be trying to defeat. Defeat the ordinance, which he says, and if she succeeds, he says that would be in keeping with the demands of property developers and fossil fuel interests.
Now, Starwood's efforts to lobby for its project and against Carter's ordinance have really centered around the economic upside that you mentioned earlier that they believe the project would bring to Delaware. But Carter is pushing back on that as he continues to try to get this ordinance to the finish line. What are the concerns he's bringing up regarding the economic benefits that are being attributed to this by Starwood?
Well, Carter says Starwood hasn't explained how it calculated its claims on tax revenue and job creation. He says tax revenue, the tax revenue projections by the company are high, and he raises examples of previous industrial projects that haven't lived up to promises of economic benefits. And he cites Fisker, Bloom Energy, and the expansion of AstraZeneca, all of which have received incentives of various kinds. But he said there wasn't what he calls due diligence on those projects, and clearly he fears that the same is or will be true of Project Washington, and that's why he says the public deserves to know exactly how the company came up with these numbers. And by the way, Starwood says that that when Project Washington is up and running, it will result in $77 million a year in tax revenue for Newcastle County.
Starwood's argument on economic impact has garnered some support, specifically from local unions, which showed up in force at the recent Newcastle County Council meeting when Carter's ordinance was tabled. It seems like, at least in that regard, they have found some support, right?
There was a very fulsome statement issued by the union, a statement of support. 20 local unions representing about 4,800 plumbers, metal workers, roofers, and other trades signed a project labor agreement to cooperate with Project Washington. So yes, we can say that the local unions are on side here.
And certainly that has had a bit of an impact on the county level efforts and arguments and debate. John, as we wrap up, based on what we're seeing right now, does it appear the most likely place we're going to see some meaningful regulation of data centers, and specifically this one, Project Washington, will come at the state level, at least the way things stand right now?
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that this is a work in progress. I mean, on one side, we've got Starwood saying that the pushback to Carter's ordinance in Newcastle County shows public support is building, and the company is predicting that Hansen's bill at the state level will see a similar fate. It will be watered down. But I mean, you can't discount the fact that there really does appear to be broad-based support for the bill, that suggests that it has a pretty good chance of becoming law.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. You can find John's piece updating efforts to mitigate the impact a massive data center proposal in Newcastle County could have on electric bills right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We delve into this year's successful college football campaigns at Delaware and Delaware State with News Journal Delaware Online sports writer Kevin Tressolini. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.